When you're working in the nonprofit world, at least you do not have the challenge of having to make a profit to please the owners and keep your job. But there are lots of other challenges peculiar to the operation of nonprofits. And it helps nonprofit leaders to put their heads together every so often. They'll do just that at a nonprofit leaders conference in Medford next month. Let's talk about what they talk about. We have two guests with us from nonprofits. Michael Stringer is a community organizer. Michael, thank you for joining us here.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
And Mallory Pierce is with us as well. She'll be the conference co-chair next month and is the director of marketing and communications at OSF, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Mallory, welcome to you.
Good morning.
And the microphone does not work. Would you please move over next to Michael, and we'll just get this handled as best as we can.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
Good morning. Good to have you both here. Let's start off with the fairly easy stuff. Tell us the history of the Nonprofit Leaders Conference coming up next month.
This conference was started in 1998 at a time when Oregon was really seeing a downturn in the timber industry, and a lot of social services were turning to the nonprofit sector in order to kind of help folks out. And so this conference came together to kind of share resources, to share ideas, and to help Oregonians in need, and to really build a base of support for Oregonians. In 2007, it really kind of grew up and grew into its own. We became, under the United Way, our fiscal sponsor. This is our 25th year of offering this conference, and we now exist primarily, I think, to serve the Rogue Valley nonprofit community as a professional development opportunity and to help nonprofits stay current with trends and to network, share ideas, and to be a really affordable option here for Valley professionals to grow in theirs in their fields.
Do you have any estimate on approximately how many people in the greater Rogue Valley work in nonprofit businesses?
I have no idea. That's an awesome question, though. I would love to know the answer to that. I've worked in nonprofits all my life. It's just sort of the way I sort of view the world professionally. But it's an amazing group of people that come together from very small organizations, just a few folks, to, you know, at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival or SOU, even larger organizations that are trying to raise money.
SOU considers itself a nonprofit, or is that the foundation part of things?
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like the whole conference was actually born of necessity, in a sense that nonprofits had to take on more of the roles that previously were taken by government agencies?
That's right. And actually, it was 1988, just to be clear. And so when we looked to create this conference years ago, it was just we were looking for an opportunity for nonprofits. I mean, we don't have a good sense of nonprofits in the Rogue Valley. And this is an opportunity for our organizations to get together once a year. And oftentimes, these are organizations with little or no staff. And this is oftentimes the only opportunity each year for groups like these to get together and to network, but also to learn from great presenters like this year, our keynote speaker, Kim Klein.
And who is Kim Klein, and what do we know about her? Can you fill us in there?
Well, Kim Klein is a well-respected community organizer. She's from the San Francisco area, and she is she's author of several books, including Fundraising for Social Change and Fundraising for the Long Haul. And so she is. She's came to the conference, I think, 3 years ago. And so she's back by popular demand, and was a wonderful speaker and presenter. And has her theme for this year's keynote address is raising the money you need for the work you. Or excuse me, that's her another session. Her main topic is we all do better when we all do better. And I think that's the real theme of this year's conference, which is collaboration and really trying to work our way out of our own silos, because that's often something that happens with groups. I've been guilty of that much, and to find ways of working together and collaborating for the betterment of our entire community.
The missions of nonprofits can be very, very different. Mallory, I'm going to ask you to slide back down and see if we could get this microphone working on a different channel, because we plugged it into a different place, trying not to make too
many. Very nice.
How's that?
Is that working?
No, it's not working. Please come back to the other microphone. That's the last time I'm going to try that maneuver.
If listeners could see us rolling around the floor here.
This is why we need video all the time.
Right.
The missions of nonprofits are very, very different from one to the other. When you talk about a nonprofit that's trying to feed people, a nonprofit that's trying to save the planet, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival is a nonprofit. I mean, very, very different sorts of missions, but there must be some commonalities between them.
I think it's passion, that when you don't exist, as you said earlier, to make money for shareholders or for an owner of a company. You exist to meet a need of within the community, whether it's delivering an artistic experience, whether it's delivering social services, taking care of animals and shelters, that it's driven by passion and driven by a mission. And that is what – and, you know, under our nonprofit status and through our boards of directors, we have a responsibility to meet those obligations.
You mentioned that the nonprofit conference coming up in April really sort of grew up about 2007. That was just in time for the recession to hit. And I know I watched as the recession began people that I'd had contacts with at nonprofits that we did some public service work with at the TV station I was working at the time, winked out. I mean, they closed their local offices, and that was not uncommon, as I understood.
I think it's – well, I think across all business sectors, a lot of things were shutting down in 2007 or downsizing. And a lot of organizations have had to deal with a lot fewer – less resources in order to manage. And that, I think, is still happening, that this is – we're not all the way through it. A lot of nonprofits, while there are signs of recovery, we are, I think, really looking forward to this conference for people to come together, I think, in light of the kind of new reality of reduced resources and how do we make ends meet? And so there's social media, as you led off this session with, is a huge part of nonprofit world. And we have a marvelous speaker named Tricia Mead coming to do two sessions on for beginners just getting started with social media and for folks who've been doing it for a while and need to kind of take it to that next level. Social media is an area which without too much cost up front, organizations can get their word out. They can engage their the people that they're servicing and spread their word in a broader way.
It seems to – go ahead, Michael.
Well, I was just going to say that one other aspect of the conference that's really fabulous is that in 2007 and in the time since, we've really seen a lot of community organizations, foundations, as well as businesses really come in and help support all of these great organizations. And this year we're fortunate to have 26 sponsors. Most of them are foundations, but we also have a number of local businesses that are really supporting the conference in a really important way. And there's two actual sessions during the conference, 75-minute sessions called Speed Meets with Grantmakers. And so this is an opportunity for a lot of these funders who have given so much support to the conference to also meet these people and find out ways that they can work together with foundations, and the foundations can help them with support of financial, but also serving as mentors and creating programs that are sustainable and really beneficial to the entire community.
And if I could add to that, there's a couple of sessions also designed to help nonprofits learn how best to write a grant and to make a presentation to a foundation so that their application has the best chance of being successful. People in foundations, they read a lot of applications from a lot of nonprofits, and the ones that are not well put together, that don't represent the organization as well, just don't stand as a good chance of being considered seriously. So we have a couple of sessions designed to really help nonprofits make the best presentation possible. We have sessions on human resources. We have sessions, one session on financial statements, because again, as Michael said, some of these are very small nonprofits. They're experts in delivering their mission and their service to the community. And then when it comes down to, well, how do I have forms to file, I have paperwork, I have budgets I have to create for foundation applications, how do I do that? So we have a session on that as well.
All kinds of stuff coming up at the Nonprofit Leaders Conference in Medford, April 17th and 18th. Michael Stringer and Mallory Pierce will be there. Mallory Pierce is the conference co-chair, is the director of marketing and communications at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival. Michael's a community organizer. Are you the co-chair too?
Yeah, we're co-chairs.
Okay, all right. All right, got both co's here. There's no tri-chairs, right?
That's right. We
all right.
Share a lot of responsibilities.
You can join us here on the Jefferson Exchange as we talk about nonprofits, their missions, their leadership, and how they compare notes and help each other out along the way. Join us at 800-838-3760 anywhere in the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782 by email jx@jeffnet.org. I want to come back to this discussion of social media because you were talking about how relatively low cost it is. And whereas when businesses were having to start websites for the first time, there's a lot of grumbling and groaning and everything, you really don't even need to go through that process now. In fact, I notice a lot of smaller organizations just cropping up for a specific cause will do their thing on Facebook first before they even consider making any sort of a regular web page.
You know, we found with nonprofits that, you know, one of the things that's really – some of the hardest things to fund are training like this, which is one of the reasons why – and I should mention now that we do offer partial scholarships so that nonprofits can – that's board members, volunteers, and staff can attend this conference at a relatively low cost. And that information is available on our website, which is OregonNonprofitLeadersConference.org, which you could also type into your favorite social – I mean, excuse me, search engine. So – and then back to social media. Another thing that really is a challenge to fund is marketing. And so, you know, social media is a relatively inexpensive way to market your organization if you have a good sense of the way that these things work. And one of the beautiful things is that there are people that are very, very talented and know how to put together a social media campaign. One of them is Tricia Mead. And we also have another great marketing expert coming, and her name is Erica Mills. And she's going to be giving a speech about marketing on day one, which is the 17th, Thursday.
And then, I see she's talking about marketing in rural areas. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. And so, and then on day two, Friday the 18th, we have three all-day workshops. One of them is with Erica Mills, and it's titled Marketing 101, How Can Small Shops Market Their Mission? So we feel like that this is, you know, an all-day workshop, and we were really hoping that folks that attend this could come away with a really solid work plan for how to engage the public and let them know about the great stuff that these organizations are doing.
Is there a sense that there's an emergence from recession? I mean, the nonprofits that actually made it through the recession, are they feeling a little stronger these days?
I think nonprofits, it was kind of a baptism by fire, and they have learned an awful lot. And unfortunately, some nonprofits and some businesses in general did not make it through. And I think that the nonprofits that we are seeing at the conference are hungry for new information so that they can continue their missions with far fewer resources than they once had. I don't think we're out of the woods. I think nonprofits are, but I think in some ways, because nonprofits have always, in some ways, lived on a shoestring and had to be very mission driven and have not spent their resources on things that did not relate to their missions, you know, fancy offices and that kind of thing, that in some ways they have a survival instinct. And I think that because they are mission driven and passion driven, that they are very optimistic.
Yeah. And I think there has been a sense of, okay, we survived since the beginning of the recession. Now, how can we do a better job of meeting our mission and really helping the people that are in, do the things that we hope as nonprofit organizations we can enable people to do? And one of the themes this year is collaboration, because I think that that's a great way to reduce costs, to find ways of working together, and sort of get outside of those the silos that we often work within and collaborate. So we have collective impact is one of the themes of one of our sessions. It's called Collective Impact, Practical Application for Social Change. And that's going to be offered by the Nonprofit Association of Oregon, which is another group that's going to be coming to Medford for the 17th and 18th. And it'll be great for attendees to collaborate with the executive director, Jim White, and other staff that will be coming down.
How much urging is there at a conference like this about refocusing on your mission, returning to your mission statement or the original founding idea, even if you don't have a mission statement printed up someplace, to say, hey, you know, are we doing what we set out to do?
Well, I think that one of the wonderful things about a conference is that you step away from your job for a few days, relax, take a deep breath, and think about it objectively, and also collaborate with others who are in the trenches doing the same type of work as you. You just didn't know them. So that's a wonderful thing we found.
Yeah, I think anytime, and because this is a local conference, and here in Medford at the sessions, I should say, are hosted at the public library in Medford and the higher education center at the Rogue Valley Rogue Community College, that it's not far for people to travel, and you can get out of your office for the day and think about why are we here, because you're not dealing with the daily list of things to do and the daily set of meetings you have to get to. I think that it's always important, this is just Mallory speaking, to stay very, very in touch with your mission, and that you'd be able to take that mission and trace it back to almost every activity really in your day. And I think that what I have found in talking with nonprofits, often much obviously smaller than the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, over lunch and in the hallway between sessions, is I am deeply inspired by the connection that exists between organizations and their missions. That people, they know why they're there and they're committed to that, and they're not questioning it.
Does the refocusing a mission ever get to a point where a nonprofit leader is going to say, you know what, we're really not doing this anymore. We either need to redefine our mission or change our name or just get out of the business. I mean, the fact is that at some point, if you're really good at what you're doing, you're going to eliminate the need for your service, right?
And I'm not sure that's always true. I think in some cases you wish that was the case, that you could solve world hunger and that we don't need to have nonprofits who are trying to feed people, or homelessness. Absolutely, that would be the mission for those organizations.
So it was theoretical, not necessarily practical.
Yeah, but on a practical level, that unfortunately may not happen. And we are but mission creep, I think, is something that every nonprofit and every board of directors of nonprofits needs to be very, very aware of, because the new ideas, there's no shortage of great ideas. What we're short on are the resources to implement all these ideas, and therefore we have to prioritize. And sometimes the priority is not as enticing or as exciting as an idea that might be further down on the list. That you need to be really disciplined about staying committed to that mission, because mission creep is a reality. And I think our boards of directors are sometimes best positioned to keep staff members on track, because they're not in the office every day. That's their job, to kind of keep that broader view. And so we actually have some focus for nonprofits, nonprofit leaders, and we invite boards of directors, members who are serve on nonprofit boards, to attend this conference, because there are sessions for you too. And as I can say, as a staff member for a nonprofit, that is one of the best things that board members offer us, is perspective, so that we don't creep too far away from our missions.
I was going to ask you if there were some sessions for board members as well as executives, because the fact is there are different roles there. And I've been reminded lately, I do serve on the board of a nonprofit myself, a Dogs for the Deaf, of the difference between governance and management.
Right. And I should say that there are great sessions, and I would invite all board members in the Rogue Valley and throughout Oregon, honestly, to attend this workshop. If you are not able to attend all 2 days, we do have one session that's really distinct and separate from the rest of the conference. It has you can just pay for just this one dinner, and that's the dinner on Thursday, April 17th at 5:30 to 8 o'clock. We are having Mark Smiley from Solid Ground Consulting. He's going to be leading a workshop called, or just a session called, All Join Hands, Embracing Durable Collaboration. And this is a session where we invite board members and their staff to come and learn from Mark and listen to the presenter and talk about ideas about working together. Mark is a specialist in looking at organizations and where they are on their growth trajectory, so to speak, and assigning and establishing when a volunteer is a volunteer versus a staff member, versus a board member. And when you're a board member, you need to let folks know that you're working as a board member. And if you're a board member working as a volunteer, and he works on sort of establishing those clear lines, which I think is very helpful, because we are dealing a lot with lack of staff and a lack of, you know, these small budgets, that we do rely on board members as volunteers. And sometimes I think that the lines of authority sometimes get a little bit muddled, and he's very good at helping folks really clear those up. And then I think once you get that out of the way, then you're able to do that really good work, mm-hmm, with a good understanding of who's doing what and who's responsible for what.
Is there any discussion either at this conference or among nonprofits generally about the larger world in which you operate? I mean, yes, you tend to be a little short on funds, a little short on staff, never quite up to some of the things you'd like to do, maybe not at the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, but trying not to appear scruffy in a world where things have gotten a lot more slick and corporate looking. I mean, you do have to sort of measure up in visual appeal too, don't you?
I think, and then this is where our sessions on marketing and social media would be particularly useful to nonprofits, because through websites and through your printed marketing materials and through your social media presence, you can represent what is at the heart of your organization, even if you're in basement offices and you have don't have fancy office furniture or money for, you know, expense travel and that kind of thing. So that that you are presenting your organization to the world. I think this conference is – what I find interesting about this conference, too, in talking to people, whether in the social service field, the medical field, the environmental field, is that within each of the sectors, within the nonprofit industry, people are, I think, aware of the national conversations that are taking place. And there are within – like even in, within the theater world or within the environmental world, there are ways – and there's support structures within those fields to learn more about how to kind of present yourself and how to even share resources. And one of the great things about this conference is that if you are new to the industry or new to nonprofits, that you can actually learn more about that. You can talk to other people during at the lunch break, for example, and who are in your field to find out what resources are out there if you're in human services and what's available to me, because you just don't know. There are a lot of early career professionals coming out, and this is they just are hungry for information and networking. Working opportunities, and this conference gives that to them.
When you talk about the hunger, as people come out of college, for example, brand new, and I mean, are nonprofits more attractive than perhaps they once were?
I wish that was the case.
Not so much.
I think you know, having just sent a daughter off to college and just seeing how that's framed for young folks, I think that. It's making a living in the nonprofit. A lot of us have been doing it. I know that the listeners have been making a career, a very successful career in the nonprofit world. But it is a tough go. It's a choice.
All right. So quickly again, the conference is when and where?
It's April 17th and 18th, and it's held at the Inn at the Commons, the Rogue Community College High Education Center, and the Medford Library.
And registration is open now. Go to our website. There's early bird discounts available until March 21st, and there are lots of scholarships available. So if you look at that on our website.
Oregon Nonprofit Leaders Conference.org. Mallory Pierce and Michael Stringer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeffrey.